Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. For he's worthy of all our praises. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners, whether by web or by phone. Amen. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao, and you can leave her a message there. Also, Prophetess Yvonne Rao has several ministries under her leadership and mentorship. Amen. Glory to God. First, we have the Hour of Power every Sunday from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half hour is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Minister Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. Glory to God. On Mondays, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit, and it is done by Minister Michelle. You will receive this word to jumpstart your week every Monday by text or email. That's your choice. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It will jumpstart your week off with the word, something to strengthen you, something to strengthen your faith, something to give you hope, something to help your belief. Amen. Glory to God. Also, to receive the Moment in the Spirit, an offering of $25 or more, hallelujah, to receive the Moment in the Spirit, and also to be on our prayer list, amen. Glory to God. You want to be on a prayer list with people that can get a prayer up, amen. Glory to God. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord that comes on at 11 o'clock p.m. Standard Time with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao. Amen. Glory to God. That's every Tuesday night. One word from the Lord. We all need a word from the Lord. Amen. Listen in and tune in so you can receive a word from the Lord from off of the mouth of the prophet. Amen. Glory to God. A powerful woman of God, a true prophet of God. Amen. Then on Friday night, every first Friday of every month, we have Friday night prayer conference call. It's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to mark that on your calendar to be a part of what God is doing on Friday night prayer. He's healing, he's delivering, he's saving, and he's setting people free. Hallelujah to Jesus. Mark that on your calendar. Put it in your phone. The next one is June the 5th. The call-in number for the prayer line is 605-475-4000, access code 494670, and pound. So make sure that you match the pound button. Amen. And then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you want to be a part of what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. Glory to God. That would include all of our announcements. Keep them in mind and mark them on your calendars, the dates and times of all the shows. Amen. If you would like to get the moment in the spirit, just contact Prophet Yvonne at the information that I gave earlier at her email or her Facebook page. Amen. And she will give you the directions that you need to take in order to receive that word. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Hebrews today. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and glory. We magnify, glorify your holy name, for you are worthy of all our praises, O Father. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Father God, for the roof of our head, the clothes on our back, able to do and care for ourselves, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you honor and glory. We thank you for loving us so much, Father, that you sent your only Son, that we might have life through him. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins. We pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for comfort. We pray for peace. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for saving, Lord, because we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're able to do all things. We know that you're able to heal. We know that you're able to save. We know that you're able to deliver. We know that you're able to set free. Oh, God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for it even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray for the lost right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that someone will come out of the world of sin, give up sin and come to Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, that they will get sick and tired and sick and tired of wilding down in sin, oh Father, and will come out of the world of sin and choose this day who they will serve. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that one soul be saved, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will supply all of the needs of every person that's under the sound of my voice. And any person that comes back and listens to the archive, Father God, we know that you're Jehovah Jireh. We know that you're able to supply everything that they need, oh, Father. If they believe and keep the faith, hold on to your faith. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you right now for making a way out of no way, Father. Father God, we just thank you right now for showing them that you are God and that you are able to do all that you say you can do. Oh, there's nothing too impossible for you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. We lift your name on high. Oh, Father, we love you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for you're worthy of all our praises. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You ought to be at Hebrews now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk today about faith. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read verse number one in Hebrews, the 11th church, the 11th chapter, so that you will get a definition of what faith is. And the word of God reads, Hebrews 11, verse number 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. If you will go with me over, that's not our key scripture, but I just wanted you to have the definition of what faith is. Faith is something that we cannot see, but yet we believe that we're going to receive it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our message will be coming from the same chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 23. Amen. And the word of God reads, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The title of our message today will be By Faith, and we're going to talk about Moses' faith. This will be part one of By Moses' Faith. We're going to talk about Moses' faith. Hallelujah. The scripture just said unto us that by faith, when Moses was come a year, the Bible tells us, and you can go back and read this in Exodus, glory to God, in your own devotional time, but the Bible tells us that Moses grew up in the household of Pharaoh. He was in the household of Pharaoh for 40 years, glory to God. Hallelujah. But what you have to know about Moses is that Moses was not really supposed to be in the palace, glory to God, because Moses was born as a Hebrew. That's why it tells us in the scriptures, glory to God, that he was born and his parent hid him. His mother, Yochebed, hid him for 3 months, and then she placed him in a basket that floated down the Nile River, glory to God, and it landed at Pharaoh's palace, glory to God. And Pharaoh's daughter took Moses in as her son, glory to God. But the Bible says that when Moses became of years, after he grew up, glory to God, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Glory to God. In other words, hallelujah to Jesus, Moses gave it all up by his faith. He gave up the title, the prestige. He gave up many of things, glory to God, hallelujah, to do the work of God, hallelujah. And the Bible says that choosing rather to suffer affliction. In other words, Moses made a choice. When he decided to give it all up, he made a choice which direction he was going to go in life. Moses made a choice to give it up. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Moses made a choice when he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter. By his faith, he refused, glory, hallelujah, the worldly title, the prestige, the name. He refused it, glory to God. He gave it all up. He gave up the worldly things that was connected to the palace, glory to God. Not only did Moses give it up by faith, he gave up the palace. He gave up the concubines and the women. He gave up the money. He gave up the fine clothing. He gave up everything. He gave up the fine horses and carriages. Hallelujah. He gave up the fine cuisine. Hallelujah to Jesus. When he decided to step out on faith, lives. And when he decided that he had chosen the way of God, hallelujah to Jesus, he gave it all up by his faith. See, Moses had faith enough to believe, glory, hallelujah, that there was a plan for his life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moses made a choice to suffer affliction. I wonder how many of you, glory to God, will be willing to give up the worldly things of the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. I wonder, glory to God, are you willing by your faith, hallelujah to Jesus, to give up and refuse the things of the world? Are you ready to give up and refuse the way of the devil, to give up the devil's ways? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I wonder, glory to God, hallelujah, by faith, glory to God, are you willing to let go of the pleasures of the world? Glory to God, are you ready to put God first in your life? Are you ready to live for Jesus as Moses did? See, Moses stepped out in faith, and he said, glory to God, I'm going to step out, hallelujah, and I'm going to do what I'm called to do, what I'm chosen to do. I'm going to do it in my faith, because it's only through faith can you do it. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You can't come out of nothing without God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's all in faith. You have enough faith to give it up. Glory, hallelujah. He went from the palace to taking care of sheep. He was taking care of Jethro's sheep. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He went from the palace. Glory to God. Here he was in the palace. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was in the palace. He was in the palace for 40 years. He knew how everything operates. Moses could have been the prince of Egypt, but he chose to be the prophet of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He chose by his faith in God to move by his faith. Glory to God. Sometimes we got to move by our faith. We got to believe when we cannot see it. Good God Almighty. We got to believe when we cannot see it. That's what faith is. Moses stepped out on faith, and he had to let go of the things of the past. He had to let go of the things of the world. He had to let it go. We have to let it go. We have to crucify our flesh. Glory to God. We cannot put anything before God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to refuse the ways of the world. We got to refuse the world system. We got to depend on God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God gave up his son that you might have life. He gave him up over 2,000 years ago. Glory to God. But the Bible says that he came down from heaven and he wrapped flesh around his spirit. Glory to God. And he walked among us as a human in the flesh. He gave up all of that. And he came down and offered himself as a servant. So he gave it up. Hallelujah to Jesus. He gave up his life for the world that all might have life in him. He gave it up. Jesus laid down his life. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have no sin. He didn't have no sin. It was our sin that he died for. He gave up his life. He gave up his life. See, Moses, when he gave up everything that he could have had in the past. I wonder when you give up everything. I just wonder when you give up Jody. When you give up your Jody. When you give up your money in the bank. Glory to God. Because you know the Bible says, hallelujah, that the young rich man, glory to God, had plenty of money. He said to Jesus, glory to God, how can I be saved? He told him, I'm paraphrasing, you got to give up that money, in other words. You're going to have to take all your money, and I want you to give it to the poor. But the Bible says he didn't do it. He dropped his head. You got to be able to give it up. You got to give up a lot of things. You may have to give up your children. You may have to give up your friends. Your mother and your father may even turn against you. Glory to God. But your family will turn against you. But you got to get it, give it up and let it go. Glory.
reward. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He gave it up. Moses gave it up by faith. He was in the palace. He could have had people waiting on him, feeding him. He could have had women, all kinds of women. He could have had plans for a moment in a season. Glory, hallelujah. That's why the scripture tells us, glory to God, that choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He gave it all up. Glory to God. Glory to God. He gave up sin. You got to give up sin. If you're going to follow Jesus, you've got to give up sin. You cannot, glory to God, live in sin and walk with Jesus. For he is holy. Glory to God. You cannot live an unholy and an unrighteous and an unclean life before God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why Moses let it go. He let it go. I could imagine, glory to God, that the devil voice probably was just ringing. Now, Moses, you got the palace. You got the finer things in life. You can have everything that you want. I could just imagine the devil just offering them all kind of things. But Moses was not deceived, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. By faith, he gave it all up. You got to let it go. You got to let go of sin, lying, whole money, cheating, adultery, immoral sex, sexual desires. You got to let go of lust. You got to let go of the love of money. You got to let go, and you got to put everything first. You got to refuse it. Glory to God. God wants you to have nice things. But you can't put it before him. Glory to God. Don't get it twisted. Glory to God. You got to give it up. Give it up for Jesus. Refuse it for Jesus. Choose this day who you will serve. It is your choice. The day of salvation is today. It's your choice. You have a choice to live for Jesus, or you can live for the world. You can live for the devil. But you can't have two masters. You can only serve one. Glory to God. It was by faith that Moses, glory to God, that Moses stepped out and said, I'd rather suffer. I'd rather suffer than to live in sin. I'd rather not have any freedom than to live in sin. I'd rather not be a part of the clique than to live in sin. I'd rather live for God than to live for the world any day than to live in sin. Glory to God. His heart and his mind, glory to God, was on the things of God, the treasures of God that's eternal, not on the things of the world that's not eternal. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. By faith, Moses. Glory and hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Followed the way of the Lord. Glory to God. Many in the Bible followed the way of God. They couldn't see it. They didn't know where they were going to see it because the Bible said some by faith did not even see it. Glory to God. But it came to pass. It was by Moses' faith that he gave up the things of the world. It was by his faith, glory to God, that he chose to live righteous before God. It was by his faith, hallelujah, that he made a choice, and he chose the way of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to
make a choice. I know you're probably saying, I got plenty of time. I'm young. I got plenty of time. But tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Glory to God. Choose this day who you're going to serve. You have the opportunity. For God has given up his son that you might have life through him. Jesus laid down his life and suffered as Moses decided to suffer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus suffered that all might have life. Hallelujah to Jesus. All of the pain, all of the burdens that he carried, all of the sin that he carried. It was none of his sin. It was our sin that he carried upon the cross. It was his blood that he shed that we might have life through him. Moses chose the better thing in life. Glory to God. You know, there are many voices out there. And when you decide that you want to live for Jesus, you want to change your life, many voices will speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The voices say, well, you're not going to have any fun or pleasure when you come to Jesus. You're going to have to give up everything when you come to Jesus. Yes, you're going to have to give up sin. Yes, you're going to have to change your whole life. You're going to have to repent of your sin, which just means to turn your life around and live for Jesus. Yes, you're going to have to change. Glory to God. You're going to have to give up any kind of idols that you have. Any little G God. You're going to have to give up and refuse every evil desires and thoughts. You're going to have to give up and refuse pride. Glory to God. You're going to have to give up and refuse the things of the world. Glory to God. You're going to have to give it all up to live for Jesus. You're going to have to give up partying all night long. When you get that phone call and somebody said, let's go out and party. Let's go out and have a good time. Let's party till the wee hours in the morning. You're going to have to give it up and refuse when Jordan make that late night call or when Jordan make that late night call. You're going to have to refuse and change your life around. I don't do that kind of stuff no more. Glory to God. And by faith in God, you can change your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Glory to God. Glory to God. By faith, Moses chose not the pleasures of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, you will say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm in a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it. And develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Block Talk Radio. Amen. If you have given your life to Christ today, hallelujah. Choose this day who you will serve. Choose this day who you will serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Next week we will continue to talk about Moses. Amen. Glory to God. The faith of Moses. Glory to God. Tune in next week at the same place, at the same time, with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed. Have a great week, and let nothing take your joy.